Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me to the Epistle of James. James chapter 2, and I would like to read with you verses 14 through 26. An extended passage of Scripture, but a very significant passage of Scripture. James chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. Note what the Word of God says. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see, then, how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. That's James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17, and I would encourage you to read that, to study that text, to meditate upon it, and then look at your life. You say that you are a Christian. Do you have a lifestyle that proves it? You say that you are born again. Do you have works in your life, that is, ministry in your life, that proves both to you as well as to others that you are truly a born-again Christian? In verse 17 of James 2, it says, Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. In other words, if you say that you have faith in Jesus Christ and then don't have a lifestyle of ministry that goes along with the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, then the biblical conclusion is that you're truly not saved. Verse 20 of James 2 says, Wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Again, if you say that you have faith in Jesus Christ and you don't have a lifestyle that reflects Jesus Christ, then the fact of the matter is, you're truly not born again. Verse 26 of James 2 says, For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. The challenge today is to take a look at your life. You say that you are a Christian. You say that you're born again. If you are, then does your life prove it? Does your ministry reflect it? Do you live for the Lord daily? Do you have a pattern of works that proves that your faith in Jesus Christ is genuine? Father, I pray that you'll take this passage of Scripture and use it in the lives of each and every one of us, that we might examine our lives to make certain that if we say that we're saved, that we have a lifestyle that proves it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.